Good morning. The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Those who are gathered here in person in the sanctuary, great to see you here this wonderful morning. And welcome to those who are viewing with us online for our online worship service as well. We're glad that you've joined us to be here with us. There may be some people in the parking lot too. We see you or we hear you. We know that you're tuning in with us. I know that there are four or five people out there in the parking lot too. Want to give them a warm welcome. You know, oftentimes in our worship service, we don't think of God as powerful, yet that word power is all throughout the Bible when it describes God, and especially the gift of the Holy Spirit. So today is one of those power Sundays. Can you flex your muscles? Like, let's see your muscles. Yeah, all right, Craig, there you go. Power. The Holy Spirit comes on power. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to be powerful in the Holy Spirit. Have that power so that we can make a difference, not for ourselves, but to point people to Jesus Christ. And so we pray that that is the case today in our worship service as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. We've got a few people that got the memo about wearing red today. That's very good. Yep. Awesome. Some announcements to share before we begin. As you walked in, you probably noticed some differences as you walked in. We didn't announce that via email or anything like that, but obviously the pews have been put back in place, and you weren't escorted to your pews. The hygiene team met on Friday, and the decision was made to allow people to seat themselves and to make good decisions for yourself on where you should be seated, so the pews are back in place. We are continuing with a mask requirement in the sanctuary. That way we can keep each other safe. But what you'll notice is that here at Peace is gradually, as time progresses, we're moving towards more and more activity and less restriction at our church. Looking forward to actually some time of fellowship in the month of June. So be looking forward to that. It's the third sacrament of the church. What is that? Yeah, potluck. Bob says potluck. Some people would say coffee. I'd agree with that, coffee. So those days are coming soon. The other announcement that I would share with you is that at the conclusion of the service, just to give you a heads up, you will not be ushered out. So you can stay and listen to the postlude as long as you would like. And you're free to use your own discretion as you leave. If you want to talk to your friends, you can do that. Go outside, you can do that. So just know that that's another benefit that we have. The offering plates are at the back. If you feel led to share an offering, you'll have to navigate your way out that way. But we're still not passing the plate. So just tune in with us. We're trying to keep things as simple as possible, adding things as we go along. Each Sunday you might come to church and say, wow, it's nice. We're adding more and more. This is a good feeling. And that's our hope here at Peace, but also, of course, honoring safety as well. Finally, just want to share with you that next Saturday will be the funeral, the memorial service for Art LeBon. That's going to be Saturday, May 29th at 11 a.m. out on the back patio. So just mark that down on your calendars. And I want to give an extra thanks to those who served yesterday at Don Malcolm's funeral. It was out on the patio. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Peggy was here, and she said, I want to come back to church. She's going to come every so often. Her son Roger is going to bring her back. She was very moved by just everything that happened yesterday, and she just wants to be back and see us every so often. So that was an exciting thing that happened yesterday. Other announcements to share? Does anyone have anything else to share to begin our service? I think that'll do it. We're very thankful, too, for those that are leading us in music today. Callie's going to be singing for us, which is fantastic, and then Colleen's playing for us on the piano. We're going to start off by having them lead us in the song, Holy, Holy, Holy.